be with you.
With your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is in that? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be called children of the Most High, for he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So there I was in the jury deliberation room, for the first time in my life, holding a .22 caliber. Also in the deliberating room was the instructions from the judge. So between the evidence and the law instructions, we had no other choice but to give a guilty verdict for possession. So when the guilty verdict was announced, the man right behind the defendant, who was a high school kid, was read. The man lowered his head. He was his father. It was probably the most heartbreaking moment I can remember in a long time. I remember thinking after that, gee, what if the judge, instead of sending in the law book and the instructions, instead sent in the dad with the family album? We would have never convicted, never in a million years, because the father would have brought in the family album and showed us the baby pictures. He would explain how his son was so good to his grandmother, especially when she's sick. We would have got the high school football stats. He would have told us how excited he is that he's going to start community college, how he was accepted and a new life would begin for him. We would have never convicted him. Now someday when we die, we're going to be judged. And this is what's going to happen. God, our Father, is going to walk into the deliberating room with our family album. And we're going to be so happy, because God is going to judge, because he's been with us of our whole life. Now, the reason I say all this is because Jesus in the gospel said today to us, do not judge. What? How come I can't judge? God can judge. I can't judge. Well, the reason why we can't judge is because we're not good at it. We're terrible. We're horrible at judging, because we do not have the skills needed to do it well. We don't have the person's family album. We can't read hearts. Can't read minds. We can't do a good job at it. So what Jesus says is, don't do something that you're not going to be good at. Do something you can be good at. And that's measuring. Oh, we're good at measuring. We know how much cream we're going to put in our coffee. We know how much salt we put in our food. We know how much cash is in our wallet. So Dad and I were fishing, and afterwards we went in for a cup of coffee in a diner. When we were done, the waitress put the check on the counter, and the two of us lunged for it at the same time. My father grabbed it first. He says, I'll get it. So he goes to the cashier, and I says, well, I'll pay the tip. So I open up my wallet, and all I have is a $5 bill. I says, well, that's kind of a lot for a cup of coffee. That's a big tip for two cups of coffee, but no, I feel generous. So I left it. I got in the truck, and a few seconds later, my father jumps in the truck, and he asked me, he says, you know, I gave the waitress $5 tip. You think that was too much? I go, no, I don't think that was too much. I think $10 was too much. But that's Jesus' point. The point is this, is that don't do something that you're going to be terrible at doing, like judging. Do something that you're good at, something you're really good at, which is generosity. And do not ever hold back. Because the measure with which you measure will be measured back to you.